Pick up play in the second quarter. The Eagles have the ball, trailing Scott City 6-0. And the Eagles put together a pretty nice drive here that started at their own 38-yard line and would march it down the field, and they would get the score to tie things up in the second quarter with about 8:48 to go second quarter. And it was very reminiscent of a fourth down conversion by Beloit the week prior, and here's how it sounded.
Probably four down territory. They have under five to snap it here. I thought maybe here's a play fake by Myers rolling to his left, and now we'll throw it late. Pass is going to be off the hands of an unbelievable catch. Touchdown, Colby. It was off the hands of Hagan Bowie into the end zone for Calvin Stapp. Or no, correction, that is Connor Griffin. That was reminiscent of the fourth down play last week against Beloit, and Colby ties it up with 8:48 to go first half.
It seemed like deja vu over again there. Second straight week, Scott City sees a person right place at the right time for the opponent that time. Connor Griffin, who came in, no catches all season, catches the touchdown off the hands of Hagan Bowie in the end zone about 5 yards deep. The Carson Van Eaton PAT would make it 7-6 for Colby with 8:48 to go second quarter. And that point would be the difference at the break. Scott City would drive on their next series and would be forced to punt. They'd go six plays and out. Colby would go 3-and-out on their next drive. That'd be their only 3-and-out of the night. Scott City was set up at their own 23-yard line. Really had a nice drive going, and here's Hunter Yeager with a big play. Scott City's first long run of the night.
King at quarterback, first and 10. Sweep play, Hunter Yeager left side. Cuts it up, across the 40. Cuts it up, 50. 45, 40, 35. Yard line, cuts it left side on Stapp, inside the 30, down to the 27-yard line. A nice run that time of 15, 35, 37 yards, and the Beavers at the Colby 27-yard line.
Beavers would get it down there to the 28-yard line, and then they got into the red zone and would fumble it for their second turnover of the night, a promising drive coming to a close.
3:50 to go, second quarter. Fourth play of the drive for the Beavers, down a point. Wing T set up, Colby split wide to the right. Ball in the middle of the field at the 25 of Colby. King, handoff left side. This is to Hunter Yeager, 20-yard line. And he'll be pulled down at about the 19 for six more on second down. And to bring up, a fumble late, and Colby recovers it. Colby recovers the Scott City second turnover of the night right at the 20-yard line.
It was an unfortunate turnover there for Scott City, which was their second of the night, because you really had the feeling that they were going to go score on that drive and take at least a 12-7 lead, if not higher, to the locker room. But unfortunately, the fumbles continue in the red zone for Scott City this year. But the Beavers were able to force a punt after Colby gained one first down. The Beavers would take over at their own 20-yard line with a minute 28 to go first half, down 7-6, and they get off to a very good start with one of their longest runs of the night.
Wing T set up, King under center, handoff right side to Brandon Winterland, cuts it up, has a first down, 30, 35, 40, 45, midfield, he's out of bounds into Colby territory, or is he? At the 49, 48-yard line, and an injured Colby Eagle at about the 24-yard line.
Scott City would get it down to about the 30-yard line. Have to burn a couple of timeouts in the process. They had one bad snap as well. But they would have fourth down with under 30 seconds to go first half. Parker Gooden would get Scott City into the red zone on a scramble on fourth down.
Shotgun here, virtually an empty backfield. Two wings, three receivers set, two to the left, one to the right. From the 30 of Colby, first and 10, 8.9 to go in the half, down one. Colby showing blitz, Gooden back to pass, steps up, and he's just going to have to tuck it up and run. 25, 20, 15, and 1 point. Ooh, man, they're going to let the first half clock run out here, and that'll be a gain to the 10, first and goal. But
they would mark it there at the 10-yard line. Actually, it didn't show it on the scoreboard, but there was only 4/10 of a second from the knowledge I'd gathered later on that Scott City only had 4/10. So that would have been a quick snap. They didn't get it off in time and halftime. Scott City trailing 7-6 to the Colby Eagles, but very much a part of the ball game and really had a pretty good hold on things there. Just couldn't quite get any points in there late in the first half. So it'll be Scott City's ball to begin the third quarter when we resume our Sounds of the Game featuring the Scott City Beavers here on WesternKansasNews.com.